Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Introducing the greatest animated series you've never seen, Lightning Dogs. These canine commandos are lost on a post-apocalyptic Earth and battling the forces of the evil Glampire. It's a tribute to the cartoons and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, and Nerdy Show is hell-bent on bringing it to life.
Blocks sold separately.
Join us as we document our quest from the moment lightning struck to every world-building session and beyond, and make our crazy dream a reality. Roll with the pack at lightningdogs.com.
The following episode of Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network.
Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse.
All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop.
Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination.
And with the generous support of listeners like you.
To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Spandex makes me horny.
Drag is the new spandex.
What's going on, everybody? This is Pat DeBerry here with another episode of Drag is the New Spandex, a little follow-up to our coverage of RuPaul's Drag Con 2019 in New York City. On the Sunday of Drag Con, both Brian and I were lucky enough to get to meet with and have a little kiki with the UK Drag Race girls. And up until now, we were on a press embargo from releasing those interviews, but that embargo is lifted, and it is time to share those interviews with you. Now, mind you, we don't get into a lot of detailed stuff about the show because, as you all know, we don't want those World of Wonder pink trucks coming and parking in front of the house and breaking down my door and taking me to pink drag jail. But we did want to chat with them and get some info and get to know them a little bit. So we are bringing you those interviews here. First up, we had a chance to chat with Crystal and Vinegar Strokes. So enjoy our convo.
I am Pat from Flame On. We are a gay and geeky podcast. And we're excited for RuPaul's Drag Race to hit the UK. And I know you guys are doing the whole press gamut. We're doing all these questions. And I know everybody's asking the difference and how it's going to be different for you in the UK versus the US. Well, all that. Never mind all that. We know. I loved your answer before about the difference. Foreskin.
Absolutely. Lashings and lashings on it.
I absolutely love it. My biggest thing is that I want to ask you guys, what is your biggest geeky inspiration? Like I heard you say before, like an 80s superhero. Like what's your favorite geeky thing?
Oh my god, X-Men comics from the 80s and 90s, Jim Lee era, absolutely obsessed with comic books.
Okay, so then part two to that question.
Yes.
Who's your favorite?
Well, I would say it used to be Jean Grey and then Emma Frost took over. I think they replaced Jean Grey as a camp icon.
What about Rogue? When she was like,
oh no. Touch me, don't touch me.
Exactly. That's how I am most days. So, and you're
I mean, definitely like camp 90s films, like my kind of thing, like Pretty Woman, Death Becomes Her is literally my iconic film. I've literally watched that about 100 times and I can quote it word for word. So just camp, weird films, sci-fi.
And one thing, if you were going to tell your fans, your new fans, that are going to be signing up or already signed up for WoW Presents Plus to watch you in October on Drag Race UK, what's the one thing that you want them to know about you?
I want you to know that I'm very sweaty.
Feedback drag.
But it's all for you.
And I would like you to know that I'm actually 5'0".
It's just the camera.
Just the camera. I ate four of them.
After getting to chat with them, we were visited by Davina DeCampo and Scaredy Cat. Here's that interview.
Flame On. I'm Pat DeBaere with Flame On. We're here at DragCon 2019. We just announced the cast a few weeks ago. You guys have just been thrown into the wild of drag fandom here in the U.S. Your first DragCon experience?
I've been before.
Oh,
yeah, a couple of years ago I came. I did the one in L.A.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How is it different for you now being on this side of it? Everybody coming up to you and knowing you and...
Because I was kind of doing what you're doing.
Okay.
So I'm going around chatting to all the girls all day long, which is surprisingly hard work. So give this guy his fucking credit. It's nice. It's much the same thing. You're just chatting to people and being nice and having bitches.
Okay, good. Yeah. I was surprised that they just had you guys come out onto the pink carpet and mingle and walk around and were surrounded by my girls. You all did amazingly well.
I mean, the thing is, we're from the UK, we're all quite rough. We're ready for it.
Well, that's good. I'm excited to see the show. How was the experience for you? I mean, in general, like, was it everything you expected it to be? Was it different?
Terrifying. I didn't eat, didn't sleep.
Oh my god!
Okay.
It's very on brand for you.
Yeah, very on brand.
All right. Well, since we are a gay geeky podcast. What is your favorite geeky thing? Whether it's movies or comics or music, what's pick one thing for us?
Oh my god! Right now,
yes.
It's just been released, the prequel to The Dark Crystal. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm so excited because it's such a massive part of my childhood.
Love it.
I've heard nothing but good stuff about it.
Same here.
It's like the perfect prequel. So I'm dead excited to watch that.
Phenomenal. And how about you?
I'm really bad. I don't like anything like that. I'm awful. I hate sci-fi and everything. I can't think of one thing. Cartoons, maybe?
Okay,
anime?
What's your favorite anime, then? There you go. That works.
Spirited Away. That blew me away.
cannot go wrong with the classics.
Yeah, exactly.
Cannot go wrong with that. Okay, so for the final thing, before we let you go and talk to the rest of the masses, what is the one thing you would want new viewers or people who already have WoW Presents Plus to know about you with Drag Race UK coming out?
You should come and see my show.
I love it.
I'm not very experienced. Enjoy the hangout. Just remember that.
Well,
lean in.
We're gonna have a ticket link underneath. I just get I get a 1% cut. It's all good. Well, thank you, ladies.
And it's a great
job with Drag Race UK.
Thank you so much. Thanks for talking to us.
Phenomenal.
Next up were two of my favorites. Shh, don't tell the other queens because we love them all. We have Gothy Kendall and my personal fave, Bag of Chips. Here y'all go.
Ready up? I'm rolling.
I'm rolling!
Hello, I'm Pat from Flame On, our gay geeky podcast based out of Orlando. We're excited to be here at DragCon 2019 with you all. How excited are you be here now that you've been announced? You are part of the cast, you're part of the girls, part of the legacy.
Oh, it's mental. So Americans are mental, fans are mental. So imagine an American fan.
Whoa,
oh my god, Bag of Chips, I love you, oh my god, Bag of Chips. It's amazing though, we've been off the film so long ago, so we have this whole final pitch,
I'm like, whoa. They're coming up to me and like, oh my god, I love you so much. And they're like little kids, and normally I'm like, kids. But yeah, they're amazing, and they've just made us feel so welcome.
Yeah,
and we're in New York. I'm used to going up the road to the shops, you know what I mean, or going to the local boozer. But or the local pound shop. But now we're in New York. Yeah.
No, this is my dear friend Goffy Kendall to wear the looks twice.
I've been ready for wearing looks twice, so you know.
She wore that in Manchester.
not in New York.
Welcome to the world of drag race. Welcome. So we are a gay geeky podcast. So I need to know.
What geeky pop?
Gay and geeky.
Oh,
podcast.
Geeky! I thought you said geeky pop. Oh.
I mean, we might do that too. I don't know.
One of the notches on my belt. Put that in the papers.
So I need to know, so our listeners and our viewers will know, what is your biggest geeky thing? What do you love?
I collect and restore vintage clocks.
Wow.
Hate that bitch.
People think I'm just some drunk that like goes out partying all the while, that's like, let's get crazy. But really, I love like superhero things. Like, you know, I love the X-Men, I love like Batman, I love like the Marvel, I love the DC stuff, I love everything like that. Is it Black Lightning and all that? Yeah, anything superhero. I love all that. I like female superheroes as well. So I like Catwoman and Storm and all that. So I love powerful, strong women. Yes. Girl power.
Which that is probably the best answer that I could have heard today.
Hillary lost the election, I was like,
I know. And we're standing in the building where her victory party was supposed to be, which is even more of a like.
Oh, no, that's awful.
It was Trump Tower.
So vote Elizabeth Warren next time.
So, last thing that I will ask before we let you move on to the rest of the masses here, if you could let your new fans know one thing about you, what would it be?
A bag of chips is very, very arse.
I've got the smallest waist too.
Yeah.
There we go. We'll leave it at that.
And also, I'm salty. I'll batter your sausage for 80 pence, and I love to be covered in daddy's sauce.
Thank you.
It's a brand of ketchup. I'm not like that. No.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I love this. Wow.
Thank you.
Show him the top. Show him the top.
He's a bottom wearing a top.
he feels seen and read. It's all accurate. Okay, can we do?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Next up, we got to talk to Cheryl Hole and Blue Hydrangea, who were very taken with Brian's Swish Embassy Lego RuPaul and Michelle Visage t-shirt. So we talked about that first and the Lego dream of having a RuPaul's Drag Race minifig set that was so close to coming true. And hopefully they'll be bringing that back for us to vote on, and maybe we'll get it to be a reality. But here we are with Cheryl Hole and Blue Hydrangea.
Lego Roo and Lego Michelle. When can I be an actual thing?
Right? Somebody was actually trying to get that made.
Because then I'll be taking them apart and throw
them. You don't like my outfit, Michelle!
Every year they do a Lego contest, and you submit ideas, and then it has to go through a couple of stages and get so many votes to keep progressing.
Oh my god.
And I think it went to the second to last, or almost the last stage to get voted on.
Bring back Lego. Drag Race.
If it happened,
Lego Cheryl Hole with posable
death drop leg.
Yeah,
limbs breaking.
I love it. I love it. So I'm Pat from Flame On for a Gatekeeping Podcast. We're excited to be here with you at DragCon 2019.
In New York City.
In New York City. I love it. How has this experience been for you all now that you are a part of the family, the legacy that is Drag Race?
Mental. Yeah, mental. I don't think there's many other words that will describe how quickly this is all happening. Because we've only been like announced like, what, 3 weeks? Yeah. It's literally like the Dorothy Wizard of Oz, like sitting back at home in Northern Ireland, black and white, and then you're in this big whirlwind and now we're in Oz.
Times Square. It's crazy. And it's all colour.
Yeah.
There's so much LED in it. Hopefully we can land on a witch. I wonder who from the season is the witch that we land on.
So how was the experience for you? Just like, well, you said it's mental. Like I love that as a description for it. If you put it into like one other word, and you have given us a word, so what was your one word to describe it all?
The unknown. Because we were the first season, we were like, what's the budget gonna be like? Is it gonna be cute? Are they gonna like flip the script? You know? And well, you'll have to find out if they did. There's lots of twists and turns. I can guarantee that. Yeah.
I'm so excited. They did the sneak preview of the first RuPaul walking down the runway. They show the workroom, and it all looks phenomenal.
It's like, yeah, we were just saying it's Pussy Pink Disneyland. Yeah, like with everything. Yeah, with lots of British flags and everything everywhere. So it's like the classic workroom with a British twist.
Which I'm a big fan of the Union Jack. So throw a Union Jack there.
There's also tartan too, like gay tartan. It was really cute. Yeah.
Oh, I'm super, super excited. I was already excited. Now I'm interested for the design around the room.
Yes. You're like roll on October 3rd and get this party started.
Exactly.
As are we.
So we are a gay and geeky podcast, so I need to ask you, what is your big gay or geeky obsession?
Well, it's actually my fiancé that's got me into Marvel. Literally, he was like, you need to watch all of them before we go see Avengers Endgame. So I sat there and I watched like 3 movies a day, and I'd be like, I was having like nightmares about Iron Man coming to get me and like whatnot. So I'm really into that now.
Who's your favorite character?
I have to say,
she doesn't know the names.
I have to say Captain America when he's got that beard.
Whoa! Oh my goodness.
Yes,
that's ma'am. My thing.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
But I'm like the true
America's
geek.
America's ass.
I'm like the true geek. Like I love like my Pokemon, like my like Zelda, you know, Toy Story. What else? Like I watch anime and manga. Like I'm obsessed. Like can you tell? Like I'm a big cartoon myself. I love like old school, like Flintstones and Jetsons as well. You know, like yeah, we love the old school because from the old school comes the new school, right?
Phenomenal. So out of all of this, I'm a huge Zelda fan. I've got Zelda pins. I've a Zelda lanyard. I've
yes!
Heart.
Oh my goodness.
So that's the easy way to go. But I've also gotten big into Pokemon Go.
Love Pokemon Go.
So I need to know, who's your favorite Pokemon?
Gardevoir, who is from Generation 3. She's a big sexy bitch. And on like some like websites, you can see her tits as well, which is fabulous. And on some websites, you can see my tits.
Onlyfans.com/blue-eyed-range.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Yeah.
So, last question, so you can get on to the masses waiting for you out there. I know. I'm sorry, now it's just...
All
she's like, never
people.
Mind.
7 people and a seagull up there.
Oh, the seagull left, I'm sorry. Yeah. What do you want? What one word to describe yourself would you use for your new fans that are going to be watching on WoW Presents Plus?
My word to describe Cheryl Cole would be stupid, because I didn't go to school, really.
Beat! Beat!
Beat for the gold! Mom!
Maybe not today, because it's like the last day and it was an early call time, but like yesterday, I swear, I was beat for the gods.
you all look amazing. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
Lovely to meet you. Lovely to meet you both.
Last but certainly not least, we got a chance to chat with the Vivian and Sum Ting Wong, who were so funny and so amazing and were a great way to cap off our conversations with the Drag Race UK queens.
I am Pat from Flame On. We're a gay and geeky podcast, and we're excited to be at DragCon 2019, New York City, with you all here. How has this been for you?
Oh, it's been nuts. My first ever DragCon. And the first ever DragCon as a real girl. So it's been like, instead of just perusing the stalls and buying some jewelry, it's just been like, you've got to go there. You're doing this now. It's been amazing. So
this is what we signed up for. I love it. Is it your first DragCon as well?
Honestly, first DragCon, first time to New York. I honestly thought like the first time I'd be at DragCon, I wouldn't actually be behind on the team. Literally, I was walking around and was like, that's just really cool, but I can go here because like, my face is on there. So, like, yeah, hi.
She used to be behind the camera in McDonald's, so it's like,
great. No, behind. Yeah, no, behind the. Great opportunities.
So, what is the feeling? If you could sum up the feeling of now being a part of the legacy of the family that is Drag Race, what would it be?
It's just amazing. I mean, being on Drag Race doesn't make you a better game than anyone else. It just makes you extremely lucky. And to be able to give them a platform like this, to get your public feel, it's a great time.
Be able to travel the world, just get
a public feel. Oops, sorry. How does it feel for you?
What was the question I'm already done?
What is it?
I just started to listen to people and I was like, she's so pretty.
Well, how does it feel to now be a part of the legacy that is Drag Race?
That's scary. It's scary and weird. Like, cause it's just, I was saying, like, I've been watching this TV show for so long. And I was like, oh my god, I love these girls, every single one of them. And I was like, oh, I'm on that now. Like, the worst is, like, the Meet the Queens and stuff. And I was like, everyone's first comes up. I was like, oh my god, it's the girls I know. And then all of a sudden it's me. And I'm like, oh, it's real now. This is a real thing. It's like, it's wild. It's like, it's nothing that you'd normally.
Are you going to message him being like,
I mean, I couldn't even imagine the craziness going into something like this and being the first cast to do the UK version. Because it's been talked about for so long.
And the thing is, it's not like, when we have season one of Drag Race US, the whole budget, there was no one knew what was going to happen. I was just going to go into the atmosphere like it has. So I always say that Drag Race season one is kind of like Drag Race season 13. You've got the crew, you've got the show, you've got the budget, you've got an amazing
So, we are a Game Geeky podcast, so I would like to know, and our fans would like to know, what is your geeky obsession?
Well, I have a full legacy of Jurassic Park, which I'm absolutely obsessed.
I'm obsessed. Favorite dinosaur?
He made
It's got to be
Friends, shall we say, with
one of the queens. Comes back every Colin Trevorrow. He tweeted me last week, and I was just like dying. I'm a big geek on all this, glamour, trust me.
I love it. And your geeky obsession?
I literally brought my Nintendo Switch. I played Final Fantasy VIII again. I downloaded it for the third time now. Literally, I'm an RPG nerd. I'll play every single game. I guess like, I won't give up a PSN name because I think it will go crazy if I put it out on like a podcast. But if you want to play Overwatch on PS4, just DM me on Instagram. No.
We stand a gaming queen. Trust. We do. I love it. Okay, so one last thing before we go. For your new fans out there that are going to be watching Waffle Lunch Plus, what is one thing you want them to know about you going into this season?
For me,
I might look like a bitch, but I'm really nice.
I love it.
I'm not Jacob Kelly. I'm not ready with you. But I'm ready with you.
Thank you, ladies, so much.
Well, that does it for us on this episode of Drag is the New Spandex. We hope you enjoyed our interviews with the UK Drag Race girls. You may even get to see the actual videos of these interviews on our YouTube page in the not-too-distant future. It depends on my editing abilities and what I'm able to put together, but we'll see. But if you want to, you can follow us on all of our social media. Check out all the pictures from RuPaul's DragCon. You can go to flameonshow.com or you can go to your favorite social media platform and just search Flame On Show. We are Flame On Show on all of the social media platforms. If you are so inclined, if you've enjoyed this show, you've enjoyed our interviews, you've enjoyed anything that we've done on the Nerdy Show Network, go check out our brand new Patreon, patreon.com/flameonshow. Branding is everything. You can join at any level and get access to some great little perks over there. You can also show some love to the Nerdy Show Network, our home network by going to patreon.com/nerdyshow. And in just another day, you'll get to hear our pop culture roundup about the things that are making us giggle with delightment in the world of pop culture. So thanks for tuning in, and we will see y'all next time. Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.